So, it's been a huge weekend for Daily Wire. Last night, in tandem with Candace Owens, we premiered the first episode of our most anticipated series to date. Convicting a Murderer is our new 10-part docuseries. It covers the national sensation of the true crime case involving Stephen Avery. You'll remember him from Netflix's Making a Murderer, where he was portrayed as an innocent victim who was being targeted by corrupt law enforcement. Unfortunately, that representation of him was not holistic or accurate. Hollywood's depiction of the murder of Teresa Halbach and Stephen Avery's involvement in it was selective at best. They left out mountains of evidence that implicated Avery in the crime. They cut parts of phone calls. They misrepresented witness testimony, all to perpetuate an agenda, which at the time was the anti-police movement. If you remember, when Making a Murderer came out, it was at the same time as Black Lives Matter was on the rise. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by this nonsense propaganda coming from Hollywood. All you had to do was look at the facts of the case yourself. You would have seen a tinge of reason. You would see that this guy was obviously guilty. I've said from the time the documentary came out, just so we're clear, I tweeted about it at the time. He's also in jail for the crime, by the way. He was convicted. Hollywood is so effective at eliciting emotional reactions out of the public. However, there are still people advocating for Stephen Avery's release. That's why it's necessary that people like Candace Owens come in and expose the agenda of the media, tell the truth, reveal the facts. All the evidence and information omitted in Making a Murderer is showcased in Convicting a Murderer. I sat down with Candace on my show to discuss with her what she uncovered and how it really is just a case study on what's happening in the larger battlefield of media. Take a look. So why don't you talk about, first of all, what led you to want to hone in on this story? You get a lot of stories that come across your desk, but this is the one that really drove you enough to want to make a full-on docuseries about it.
Yeah, you know, I think I've demonstrated just a general interest in media perception, and I think it's fascinating. It's a study in human psychology, and we can all pretend we're above it, but we've all been subjected to brainwash. So you go from Greatest Lie Ever Sold, focusing on the George Floyd story, which really was a psychological phenomenon. Everyone genuinely believed this man was innocent. It was killed at the hands of police. And it's really in that exact same vein, where there was just really this anti-police sentiment, which I think the media was seizing upon, and Netflix just right place, right time, recognized a story that was in fact interesting. You had a man, Stephen Avery, who was put in prison, wrongfully convicted the first time for a crime he did not commit, which was the rape and attempted murder of another woman who wrongly pointed him out in a lineup. And so I think people wanted to believe that, well, maybe the justice system got it wrong twice. And then when he was walking free and got accused of another murder, they needed to believe that this is just completely wrong and this man is innocent, even in the face of overwhelming evidence. And then you had two documentary makers, two liberal women, lesbians from New York, who went down there and decided, this is it. We're going to bring this to Netflix. It's a super interesting story. And what we're going to do is omit details, very necessary details, like, similar to George Floyd had three times level of fentanyl in his system that could have possibly killed a horse. Maybe relevant, but let's not talk about that because we're insisting on a different narrative. And that's definitely what drew me to this particular story.
Can you give us just a taste of sort of the stuff that either wasn't presented to the public in Making a Murderer or was actively changed?
I think one of the things that they were really brilliant at, these two documentary makers, was deceptive editing, I think would be the right term, which is to say that even if they're showing you parts of the court testimony, you're thinking that you're watching a person respond. Like there's a moment where they're sitting in the courtroom and the police officer gets asked a question and they show you that he gets sort of tight and it looks like he's lying, right? So you have all these commentators like, well, you see his reaction, he was asked that question. Well, in reality, that wasn't even his response to that particular question. They just used him sitting up at a different moment and put it next to a question that he was asked at a different time. That even with Brendan Dassey, people were led to believe that he was innocent, led to believe that he was stupid, led to believe that he was manipulated. And I believe that he was manipulated, but it wasn't from the people that are heavily suggested by Making a Murderer. He wasn't manipulated by anybody, in my opinion, other than the documentary makers and his own uncle. That will probably be the most fascinating element for people that are willing to have the humility to explore how perhaps they were duped. Like I said, we've all been there before. I love the opportunity to change people's minds. And I think that afterwards, again, if you are a person that is willing to exercise that humility, you're just going to go, wow, it's incredible. And you will probably not doubt yourself, but you'll grow from the experience. None of us always get it right. Certainly not me.
Episodes 1 through 3 of Convicting a Murderer are now available to stream exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. Go to dailywire.com/watch to see the first 2 episodes for free. They're available to everyone. If you're not a member, you're going to want to be a member so you can see the series in its entirety. It's phenomenal. It's exactly what we are about here at Daily Wire. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Join today.
Introducing 2 new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.